Thank you, Bobby. Hi, everybody. I'm just going to go ahead and get started. When I was 2 years old, my mom converted from Catholicism to Christianity. My dad did not take to this change very well. Although I was very young, I remember there was turmoil in our home for quite some time until he finally came to terms with the change. Sundays at church became routine for our family. My dad was not saved and still isn't, but he has supported my mom. Though I was at church nearly every Sunday from when I was 2 up until I moved out for the first time at 19, I never felt like I was a true Christian, as I found myself using church time as a way to escape the turmoil and daydream. I had always believed in God and knew that he was watching me. I always had him in my mind when I was making bad decisions. However, I did not feel like I was ready to give up my life for him. For a long time, I thought that giving up control of my life and handing it to the Lord would lead to a life I wasn't ready for. I thought that I had life figured out, that I could do it all on my own. This went as far as leaving my parents' home twice within 3 years. I didn't want to be restricted like I thought I had been. I saw the people that loved me and wanted the best for me as stopping me from living my best life. I went through a lot of pain due to that mindset. Pain that was unnecessary, pain that the Lord was trying to protect me from. I always tried my best to stand up after the world would knock me down with the evil that was after me. Each time I got up, I was different. I would stand up with scars and my vision got hazy. I started to look at the world differently. I started to lose faith that God loved me. I started to lose trust in him, myself, and others. I was pushing myself away from God due to the shame and guilt of my actions and experiences. I got to a point where I had lost everything that I thought mattered. I was left with nothing but him. I realized that I could not control my life and that I needed to surrender to him. I realized how much he really loved me and saved me from. I felt genuinely remorseful for all that I had done and repented of my sins. In December 2022, I wrote a letter to God. I thanked him for all that he'd done in my life. I vowed to focus on building my relationship with him and to deter my focus and unfulfilling desires from the things of the world. Sorry, I lost my place. Shortly after I wrote this letter, the Lord brought Joel into my life. Thereafter, I decided to publicly profess my faith in Christ by getting baptized in August 2023. With Joel by my side, my faith was strengthened further. I genuinely believe the Lord brought him into my life, not only to have an amazing life partner, but most importantly, to get closer to Jesus. My relationship with Joel caused my relationship with the Lord to grow. I gained a much deeper understanding of how much the Lord loves me because I learned how to open my heart up again. I gained the ability not only to love Joel better, but love my Lord and Savior deeper than I ever have. I learned that the Lord is the one I need to trust, and the rest will follow. I have surrendered my life to him, and I feel such peace and gratitude to have been given that ability. There were many times where it could have been taken from me. I will live the rest of my life in his path. I will ensure that my hunger to know him, love him, and serve him never ceases. Thank you.